the power of the mind can imprison or liberate depending on how people think. He tells an amazing story about a fellow named Nick. Now, Nick worked at a railroad yard, a fairly competent worker, but a very negative spirit. He was known as a pessimist. You know people that can see the dark cloud in any silver lining. That was Nick. Well, one day, all the workers of the yard were let out an hour early to celebrate the birthday of a foreman. Well, Nick was behind, about to leave, and he went inside a refrigerated boxcar there in the yard that had come in for repair, and somehow accidentally locked himself in the boxcar. He began to shout for people to let him out, but everyone was gone by then, and no one heard his cries. He began to panic. He literally pounded the door so hard his hands became bloodied. Because what Nick feared was that if he stayed in that car all night, he would freeze to death. He figured the temperature had to be 5 to 10 degrees Fahrenheit at the warmest. And finally, Nick realized nobody was going to rescue him. He was going to be there all night. And he began to get cold. He began to feel chilled. He found a pen in his pocket and an old piece of cardboard on the floor. And he wrote this note: getting so cold, body numb. If I don't get out soon, these will probably be my last words. And they were. And the next morning when the crews came to work, they found Nick's dead body in the boxcar. The autopsy revealed that Nick had frozen to death. Now here's the fascinating enigma. The reason the boxcar was in the yard to be repaired was because the refrigeration unit was broken. The temperature in that boxcar that night was about 61 degrees. Nick froze to death because he convinced himself he was freezing to death. He expected to die. He was convinced he didn't have a chance. He saw himself as doomed with no way out. He lost the battle in his own mind. And so he lost his life. Now this is a very biblical principle. To be set free, to become who you want to be, who God designed you to be, you must win the battle of the mind. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8, for example, those who are dominated by the sinful nature think about sinful things. But those who are controlled by the Holy Spirit think about things that please the Spirit. If your sinful nature controls your mind, there is death. But if the Holy Spirit controls your mind, there is life and peace. You see, behind every self-defeating behavior is a lie the person believes. I didn't understand this when I was a young preacher. I thought if people were behaving in destructive ways, you would just tell them to stop doing that. I did not understand that behind the behavior was a way of thinking that motivated the behavior that had to be addressed, identified, and crucified.